Dr. Carmen Castillo, good morning.
Good morning.
You can take the mask off. I mean, you're talking on the air. it's going to be muffled. And now, why would you put that on? I'm just curious. I've been double vaccinated. I've got the antibodies. I got the Delta. I'm fine. I'm good to go. Well, are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I just don't know what the procedures are for the
We don't have any procedures. There's no procedures here. It's all good. We're very, very easy to go here. All right. So it's called cytokine. Cytokine, is that where you use vitamin D or the sun in the battle against COVID? What is that exactly?
So Cytokine is a company that's sponsoring a randomized controlled trial at Louisiana State University. So it's looking at UVB in COVID to see if it can balance the immune system and prevent the hyper reaction that happens in COVID that leads to the severe response.
Now, how did you get involved with this study with these folks that are actually doing this, this work on this?
So back in March 2020, when everything was starting to close down, the city was closing down, we knew COVID was coming. We didn't know what we were going to do about it. Someone approached me and told me about this group who was thinking about using phototherapy in COVID-19. And I thought that was really interesting because in dermatology, we use phototherapy all the time.
Right.
It's a safe and effective treatment.
And you work in dermatology every day.
I work in dermatology every day in Manhattan.
Right. And, and I go for Botox and fillers. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I'm very metrosexual.
And you look great.
Oh, thank you. But I am looking for a new Botox person.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have just made a nice little connection here. So thank you for that, Iva, by the way. So, okay, so you're in dermatology and you find out about this study.
Right. So I find out about it, and phototherapy is used a lot in dermatology for other immune conditions, and it tampens down the immune system. And so it could be a good correlate or something that you could use in COVID-19 as well. So,
well, Iva told me that it's not about the capsules. No good. But you actually have to have the direct sunlight. Yet every time I would go to my dermatologist to get my Botox, she would say, you're too tan.
Right.
So what's the answer? Do I go out in the sun or not?
So it's all about moderation.
Oh, God, right? No.
So everything in moderation.
Oh,
so
no.
We know that sunlight affects our immune systems. It raises vitamin D, which is very supportive for our immune system. But it's more than that. It releases nitric oxide. And there's other factors that are regulated when we go out into the sun. So it's not that we need to go out and bake ourselves in the sun and get sunburned.
Right, right.
But, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of sunlight every day can be helpful for your immune system.
Well, not just immune system, but I have family members that are bipolar. I think I am, too. And when they go to their shrinks, which I go to, too, or the therapist, I will often say that these long winters here in New York, for example, it's about to get dark out at 4:30 in the afternoon. There is nothing worse for a depressed person and the psyche than dark, cold, cloudy days. So not just the immune system, but it is a proven fact that
right.
Sunshine absolutely determines your mood. So depressed people move to Florida and Arizona. Isn't that right?
That's true. And it's called seasonal affective disorder when your mood changes with the decreased sunlight. And it's actually impossible in the Northeast to get enough sunlight to produce vitamin D in the winter.
Right. That's why people are so miserable and angry and depressed. They walk around here. They look terrible. Then you go to Boca for a week. Everybody's like, hey, good to see you. But you live here your whole life, right, all year round?
All year round in New York, yeah. But I always take a sunny vacation.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. For like 19 months into this COVID thing, and I'm familiar with all of the hydroxychloroquine, all the stuff that we used in the past to help battle it. In the good old days when President Trump was trying to help Americans, he never told anybody to drink their fish tank. He didn't tell you to drink bleach. He was just looking for ways and certain ingredients that may help us in the battle against COVID, and he was treated unfairly. Anyway, it just seems like there's so little out there in the last couple of months to help battle this, especially with the Delta variant. Why do you think that's the case?
So, you know, COVID trials are really hard to run. A trial outside of the COVID pandemic is hard to run. You need a sponsor. You need the principal investigator. You need the hospitals to support people on the ground. So getting that all together is really hard. And so now that we're in the pandemic, it's even harder. That's why we've been so lucky to find our principal investigator at LSU, Frank Lau, who's willing to do the work.
Oh, LSU is where this guy
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm.
They got a big football game coming up, actually.
Yeah.
They got UCLA coming up on Saturday. And Baylor, too, I think, right?
Yeah. So we're also partnered with Dr. Andrew Donato at Baylor. He's the head of infectious disease, and he's a leader in precision medicine. So he is looking at how phototherapy affects the immune system, and we're looking at hundreds, if not thousands, of markers that we could potentially also take those markers and correlate them to other disease states,
right,
and use this treatment for other diseases.
So if, in fact, all these trials, LSU, Baylor here, are successful, what does that mean for the future of photoprotection? How many different viruses, diseases, can actually be combated by photoprotection?
So with all of the immune markers that we're looking at, the hundreds of immune markers, we can potentially take this and use it in a number of different disease states, from MS, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, wow, heart pressure. So it could be transformational in medicine.
That's a big deal. So for all these support researchers that actually go into these hospital rooms and try to figure out ways to help people, which I think is a just a beautiful, beautiful thing, how can regular folks like Justin or Mike or anybody inside that newsroom or Juliet, how can they help out these researchers who literally spend their days and nights trying to help patients who may have no other choice?
So, well, getting a little bit of sun in moderation would be great.
There you go.
10 to 15 minutes a day.
You can meet me on the corner of 105 in Riverside anytime you want.
Don't get burned, but a little bit of sunlight can go a long way. And then you can look up the trial in our company at cytokine.net.
And do you think that this will be a successful? I know that's the idea, obviously. Oh, there's my boss, Dave Labrosi. He loves his son, too. So, hi. Hello, Dave. He loves the Pittsburgh Pirates. Very cold in Pittsburgh. Do you think this thing is going to take off? I know you're supposed to say yes, but in your heart of hearts, you're a young, bright lady. What do you really feel?
I think it has great potential, for sure. There's science behind it, and it's easy, it's effective, it's scalable as well. So, okay, it has potential. And our, you know, Delta variant actually helped the trial because it sped up our enrollment, mm-hmm, and we're going to have the first interim data later this month. So,
wow,
we'll know. It's
That's
really
very
exciting. Yeah.
All right. And where can I? I'll take your information. Last time I had Botox was 3 months ago.
Perfect. So come right in.
Now is the perfect time.
Yeah.
And filler.
Filler, great.
And all that stuff. You do all that stuff.
All that stuff.
I'm coming to see you. Ivor, it's good to see you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. I wish you guys the best of luck. Continue to let me know what's going on. Update us on the progress that we're making here with photoprotection. And if, in fact, this thing really does work, these trials work out, then we'd love to get you back and celebrate. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right. Dr. Carmen Castillo and my friend Ivor Kaufman from the Upper West Side.